All right. Agenda item number 13. Discussion and possible action on rate for water master fee by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
All righty. Sure.
The water master, how is that working? I mean, is it, they're doing what you expected them to do? Is it, they're not interfering and telling you that you need to back off and give us some more water down there on the other end?
Well, as David mentioned, I guess, earlier today, you know, we have, sometimes we have three meetings a week with the water master, Dow Chemical, NRG, and Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And, you know, the water master, she's trying to make sure that all the water rights are operating like they should.
Exactly.
And so things, I mean, and we have conversations with her multiple times a day related to our contracts and who, you know, I mean, there's 1,300, I wouldn't say 1,300, it's probably between 900 and 1,200 water rights between below our reservoirs. So, you know, she's managing the diversions of those water rights and also our contracts. I mean, we're managing our contracts, but we have to coordinate with her. So, you know, so far, like you said, you know, this is the first year we've had drought while a water master has been, you know, in place, and things are going well. I mean, the communication is open, and that's and everything's transparent, I think.
That's super.
Her name is Molly Moeller. She offices here in Waco, and she has deputy water masters, Stephenville, and then here, down in the lower basin. I may be missing another regional office somewhere. Yeah. College Station.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just wondered if she was being very intrusive into your business or if it was really working smoothly. So that's good.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
That's good. Certainly with a drought, you're going to see more.
How big is the staff? How many people are we talking about on the water masters?
I think she has. Brett.
The budget for next year, I think, is around $900,000.
Yeah.
And as you'll see, I think David's got it in slides here, but of that amount, we pay about half of it.
I think she has nine to 12 total staff.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So just as we talked about, it was established in 2015, TCEQ. This is funded by the water rights holders within the basin, and that includes BRA, which we talked about. We get about half of the fee. We're invoiced annually by TCEQ. A portion of this fee is billed back to our non-system rate holders, where their contract allows us, and then the balance is built into the system rate. So the reason for this resolution is to standardize the methodology that we can charge our non-system rate holders each year. The calculation is taking the fee that we get charged by the water master, divided by the acre feet contracted that we sell, giving us a rate. And in this case, for FY 2018, we were charged $421,000. As Brad mentioned, the total is probably around $800,000. We then divide it by the acre feet of water that's contracted to sell, which was 633, giving you 66 cents per acre foot. So we plan to charge our non-system rate holders about $114,000, and that would be billed out in August, is what we're planning for. So what this does is...
What about the people who are already paying water master fee? Are you saying you're going to put this fee on top of what they're... already paying the water master?
The 60, as I mentioned before, the balance is put into the system rate. So they don't get charged again for the 66 cents. This just goes to the non-system rate holders. We're allowed by the contract that we can bill them for that. And I think that's probably around 170, 160,000 acre feet that we charge out.
Okay.
But if someone has their own water right,
right, like Dow Chemical,
but also buys water from the BRA,
yes,
ma'am, they're being charged twice.
So that water that they have that's being held for them under contract, they'll pay 66 cents per acre foot.
Through BRA. The water that they have senior rights to, their water master bills them directly for that portion.
Exactly.
Right.
Correct. You're right.
But would you tell me that they're going to pay twice?
No, they're only paying once. They're paying, think of it as they're paying for each droplet of water, but they're not paying twice for any one droplet of water.
Okay.
They're paying BRA for the contract water through BRA. The water that they have senior water rights to belongs to them.
Okay.
They're paying TCQ.
Yes.
They're paying TCQ.
Okay. Yeah. That's right.
That is right. That is right.
That's right. Okay.
But it's because you already, you are the one that's paying for that water.
That's
they're holding for them.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Yeah, they're paying us for some of it. They're paying TCQ for.
Yeah, when does it come up for sunset?
This year.
It'll never happen.
Next year, right? It's really
to answer your question, yes. To answer his question,
never. So any other questions?
Read your resolution.
Okay. Whereas the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality established a water master program for Brazos River Basin in 2015, which program is funded through the fees assessed annually to the water right holders in the basin, including Brazos River Authority. Whereas the Brazos River Authority passes its share of the cost associated with the Water Master program to its water supply contract customers by allocating a portion of the cost as Water Master fee to those contracts with long-term contracts that are not subject to system rate to the extent allowed by such contracts, and by incorporating the remainder of the cost into the system rate to be paid by customers with contracts subject to system rate and whereas the Brazos River Authority desires to standardize the methodology for calculating the rate of the water master fee to be charged to the long-term non-system rate water supply customers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority hereby adopts the following methodology for calculating the rate used to determine the annual water master fee charged the Brazos River customers the long-term non-system rate water supply contracts. The annual water master fee rate will be calculated by dividing the total annual Texas Commission on Environmental Control Brazos water master assessment fee charged to the Brazos River Authority by the total number of the acre feet the Brazos River Authority has committed under the under long-term water supply contracts. Be it further resolved that customers with long-term non-system rate water supply contracts, to the extent such contracts allow for the assessments or pass through additional fees, shall be charged an annual water master fee that is calculated by multiplying the total number of acre feet of long-term non-system rate water such that customers has under contract by the water master fee rate.
David, when we voted on this on the onset, what was it, 2015, when for the water masters when they were first wanted to have it?
Right.
It was going to be strictly a pass-through. Well, it's not going to cost us anything. Is that right?
You mean this fee here that we're passing on? It'll benefit the system rate holders. Is that what you're talking about by passing the direct cost on to the non-system rate holders?
Right, but it will cost the BRA nothing.
Correct. Well, it passes through the system rate and then the non-system rate holder, but yeah, it's part of our revenue.
Okay. Long way of going around, it sounds like.
I'm trying to think. It is a charge. It's part of our O&M expenses that is in our budget.
Okay.
So when you look at the O&M expenses, the $421,000 is in that, if you go back to the system rate calculation, and then in there for other non-system rate revenue is where the $114,000 comes out of the number. So technically, it's in our expenses, we back out that piece, but then it becomes part of the $76.50 rate.
Okay, okay.
And hopefully that explains the flow through.
Yeah, more. Okay, y'all heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
I'll jump up.
Peter? Rick, second.
Okay.
I'm awake.
Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bowles?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Flores?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.